Dreamscape presents The Christmas Stories of Louisa May Alcott by Louisa May Alcott, narrated by Susie Bernice. Gwen's Adventure in the Snow.
"Gwen, it looks so much like snow, I think it would be wise to put off your sleighing party," said Mrs. Arnold, fretfully looking out at the heavy sky and streets still drifted by the last winter storm.
"Not before night, Mama. We don't mind its being cloudy. We like it because the sun makes the snow so dazzling when we get out of town. We can't give it up now, for here comes Patrick with the boys."
And Gwen ran down to welcome the big sleigh, which just then drove up with four jolly lads skirmishing about inside.
"Come on,"
called Mark, her brother, knocking his friends right and left to make room for the four girls who were to complete the party.
"What do you think of the weather, Patrick?"
asked Mrs. Arnold from the window, still undecided about the wisdom of letting her flock go off alone, Papa having been called away after the plan had been made.
"Faith, ma'am, it's an elegant day. If not for the wind, it's a trifle cold for the nose. I'll have me eye on the children, ma'am, and there'll be no trouble at all," replied the faithful coachman,
lifting a red muffler around his face and patting little Gus on the shoulder as he sat proudly on the high seat holding the whip.
"Be careful, dears, and come home early."
With which parting caution, Mama shut the window and watched the young folks drive gaily away, little dreaming what would happen before they got back. The wind was more than a trifle cold, for when they got out of the city, it blew across the open country in bitter blasts and made the bright little noses almost as red as the driver's, whose face jutted cheerfully in the wind. The truth is, Patrick just loved driving at any time, whether there was any